It's high season for the pop concert business. Hundreds of acts are spending the summer on the road, playing amphitheaters, stadiums, and clubs. According to the industry trade publication Pollstar, it's shaping up to be a good year at the box office. Ticket sales for the first half of the year are up more than 20% over the same period last year. But high ticket prices have outraged fans, promoters, and musicians. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
In the parking lot at Long Island's Jones Beach Amphitheater before a recent show by Iggy Pop and his old band The Stooges, fans said they're fed up with the prices they're paying for tickets, which have risen by more than 60% over the past 7 years. They complained loudest about service charges. Justin Halberstadt and Donna Harris were at the show from Stone Ridge, New York.
All the Ticketmaster service fees are now like $8 to $12 instead of $2.50 or $3. And they tack on a handling fee, which is another $4.
And a parking fee.
So you end up getting like a $15 ticket turns to be like $34, which is kind of nuts.
Karen of Cortland Manor, New York, said the Stooges tickets were the most expensive she'd ever bought, at $55, including those service charges.
Just more and more mysterious charges, you know, $7 for shipping for two little paper tickets.
Some musicians are annoyed at service charges as well. 9 years ago, Pearl Jam tried unsuccessfully to press a criminal antitrust action against the nation's largest ticketing company, Ticketmaster. Now, a small ticketing company, co-owned by Colorado band The String Cheese Incident, has filed a civil antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster, alleging that the firm has used its market clout to stifle competition. Ticketmaster declined comment. At a New York City press conference last week, String Cheese Incident bassist Keith Mosley said Ticketmaster's dominance means bands don't have control over how much their concert tickets cost.
We want to control ticket prices so fans can afford to come to our shows. When we lose control of pricing our own tickets, we lose control of connecting with our fans, and that's the bottom line.
Some industry insiders say they're skeptical of the String Cheese Incident's lawsuit. The band's ticket company tacks on a service charge as well, though it's usually lower than Ticketmaster's. In the parking lot at Jones Beach, the number two thing on the minds of Stooges fans was the price of tickets before service charges are tacked on. Ian Parfrey of Flushing, New York, was there with some friends.
Bob Dylan next week is $77 before the service charges, completely unpayable. And his movie, which is half as good, can be seen for $10. So, I saw the movie.
Dylan's tickets cost more than the industry average for big tours, which, according to trade magazine Pollstar, was around $51 during the first half of this year. Tickets to shows by the top baby boomer artists were generally more expensive. They averaged around $60, while a handful charged even more. Tickets for the Rolling Stones' most recent tour, for instance, averaged more than $150. Pollstar editor Gary Bongiovanni says baby boomer artists set off the rise in prices when they realized that fans were already paying independent ticket brokers and scalpers hundreds of dollars for the best seats.
If you went down and talked to the people who were sitting in those seats, you find that many of them bought them from brokers and paid double, triple, or four times the face value of the price, and none of that money was going to the Eagles or Fleetwood Mac.
Bongiovanni says it's an example of the old legal maxim. The value of a thing is what that thing will bring. Boomer fans in the parking lot at the Stooges show said they were more willing and better able to pay for the privilege of good seats. Ron came to the show from Midland Park, New Jersey.
I used to go to 60 shows a year, and now I go to 5, so I'll pay top dollar to sit up close. It's worth it to me.
Concert industry insiders say there's one more reason for high ticket prices. Clear Channel. The nation's largest radio company is also its largest concert promoter. Pollstar reports that in the first half of this year, Clear Channel Entertainment sold more than 11 million tickets to shows it organized. That's more than its 29 closest competitors combined. Gary Bongiovanni says Clear Channel grabbed a huge share of the industry in part by offering musicians more money to play at its venues.
Just to establish their presence in the industry and to drive traffic into their amphitheaters. The artists obviously like getting more money, but it did translate into having to raise ticket prices to offset the money that the artists were accepting.
Clear Channel Entertainment says high ticket prices are not its fault. Mark Campana, chief marketing officer for the company's music division, says Clear Channel's trying to keep prices under control. The company's been offering a limited number of $10 tickets to most of its shows this summer. As for the other tickets, Campana says,
ultimately, the artist is who's deciding where they want to play and how much do they want to charge to see them in that location.
Campana says artists need to earn more money on the road these days because they're earning less from CD sales as the recording industry slumps. People who book concert tours say most artists are not actually earning all that much more, though, because their expenses have increased. David Viacelli is president of Chicago-based tour booker The Billions Corporation, which specializes in small venue tours for independent music acts.
Maybe they were paying a sound engineer 4 years ago $500 a week, and now they're finding that they need to be paying the same guy $700 or $800 a week. The van that maybe cost them $1,500 a week 4 years ago might be costing them $1,800 or $2,000 a week.
Whatever the costs and revenues involved, Pollstar's Gary Bongiovanni says the industry's doing pretty well. Ticket prices have leveled off a bit, and for the fourth year in a row, box office receipts are on pace to set a record.
The difference this year is it appears we're actually selling more tickets rather than selling fewer tickets, but just selling them at a higher price.
Bongiovanni says the industry sold about 24% more tickets in the first half of this year than the same period last year. But he and others are worried that the peak summer season may not turn out to be so strong, the effects of bad weather and a soft economy. And some people in the industry even think the first half of the year was lousy.
I can't remember a worse time.
Seth Hurwitz runs Washington, D.C. concert promotion firm IMP and the 930 Club.
I'm finding that shows that used to sell out are doing less than sellout business. And I'm finding that some shows, a band sells out, they come back and do 300 people instead of 1,200. People are only going to see so many shows. And if they're going to pick what show they want to see, they're going to pick something they haven't seen. It's like anyone else.
Hurwitz says there's a glut of acts on the road, playing in a slew of new venues built over the past decade. That increases box office totals, but individual shows sell fewer tickets. Others worry that the industry isn't thinking about what's going to happen when the baby boomers finally retire from the road. Booker David Viacelli of the Billions Corporation says the live and recorded music businesses alike have become obsessed with big hits. The bands that have been able to draw thousands of fans for decades on end, for the most part, worked their way up from club stages. Today, he says major labels expect their acts to sell 500,000 copies of their first records and fill big venues right away.
The industry, in fine-tuning itself for profit, has essentially made it impossible for people to have long-term careers. People aren't allowed to build a career the way someone like REM did. No major label is going to have that kind of patience anymore.
Last week's top box office draw, according to Pollstar magazine, was Bruce Springsteen, who didn't hit it big until his third record. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.